In this tutorial, we will review the features available at the Auto Payments menu screen. In this tutorial, we will review the features available at the Auto Payments menu screen. The Auto Payments menu provides multiple functions that will allow you to manage incoming and existing remittance files. This screen will contain the same basic options for any insurance provider that you select. In some cases, additional options may be available at this menu that will be relevant to only the individual insurance. The first button on the list is the Download Remittance Files button, which enables you to pull any new remittance files into your system. Medin offers several different means to downloading a remittance file, including modem transfers and website or internet-based transfers. Some downloads will allow you to select the date range for the files you wish to retrieve. This allows you to pull only the files from a specific time period. If files are not downloaded with a specified date range, the system will find the most recent files available. The remittance file download is completely scripted. When the process is completed, any files that were found will be listed and available for viewing and posting if needed. If no files are available, a message will indicate that no files were able to be found. If any unusual message occurs during this process, please contact Medint Support for further review. If no files are available, a message will indicate that no files were able to be found. If any unusual message occurs during this process, please contact Medint Support for further review. The Select a Remittance File to Post button will generate a list of remittance files that have been downloaded to view or post. Once the file has been viewed and the list of checks is displayed, the list can be printed if needed. Checks can be selected individually, or you have the ability to select all of the checks at once. Please note that Medint does not recommend selecting all of the checks unless the user is very familiar with this area. Please note that Medint does not recommend selecting all of the checks unless the user is very familiar with this area. When the checks are selected, the system will attempt to post them. An exception report will be created for every check, regardless of any issues that would need to be reviewed. The Print Explanation of Medicare Benefits or Explanation of Benefits button will list the available remittance files to print. After selecting the remittance file to print, you will be prompted to select from four printing options. The first option enables you to print the EOB for the entire check selected. With option two, you can print by a specific patient account. You will be able to select multiple patient accounts to print if necessary. With option two, you can print by a specific patient account. With option two, you can print by a specific patient account. You will be able to select multiple patient accounts to print if necessary. You will be able to select multiple patient accounts to print if necessary. You can also print the EOB for the specific claim number selected, or if the EOB has to be divided in the office for posting purposes, you can print based on the provider's NPI number. Or if the EOB has to be or if the EOB has to be divided in the office, or if the EOB has to be divided in the office for posting purposes, you can print based on the provider's NPI number. The removal of remittance files. The removal of remittance files will remove a file from the select. The removal of remittance files will remove a file from the select a file to post listing. The removal of a remittance file. The removal of remittance files will remove a file from the select a file to post listing. Please note that the file will not be removed. Please note, the file will not be removed entirely. It can always be retrieved from the remittance file history if needed. You are able to remove files. You are able to remove files by specifying. You are able to remove files by specifying an amount of days or by selecting an individual file. Medint does not recommend removing by an amount of days. Medint does not recommend removing by an amount of days without consulting Medint support and ensuring that all of the files to be removed are not needed. Medint does not recommend removing by an amount of days without consulting Medint support and ensuring that all of the files needing to be and ensuring that all of the files to be removed are not needed. And ensuring that all of the files to be removed are not needed. And ensuring that all of the files to be removed are not needed. And ensuring that all of the files to be removed are not needed. The print or display payment exceptions. 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 The print or display payment exceptions displays a list of. The print or display payment exceptions. The print or display payment exceptions displays a list of already posted checks with their corresponding exception reports. Displays a list of already posted checks with their corresponding exception reports. From here, you can print this. From here, you can print this full list. From here, you can print this full list. From here, you can print the full list, or just the totals page if necessary. The letter E on the end of the file name indicates that the file is the original remittance. The letter E on the end of the file name indicates that the file is the. The letter E on the end of the file name indicates that the file is the original remittances corresponding exception report. From this listing, all of the exception reports will be interactive if displayed. Removal of exception files is used to manually remove old payment exceptions from the display listing. Removal of exception files is used to manually remove old payment exceptions from the display listing. Is used to manually remove old payment exceptions from the display listing. Like the Remove Remittance Files button, exceptions can be removed individually or by a specific date range. Exceptions can be removed individually or by a specific date range. Also, after an exception is removed, it can still be accessed. Also, after the exception is removed, it can still be accessed from the remittance file history if necessary. It can still be accessed from the remittance file history if necessary. It can still be accessed from the remittance file history if necessary. If necessary. You can access the remittance file history with the button below. Anytime a file is downloaded and opened to view, it is documented in the history. Anytime a file is downloaded and opened to view, it is documented in the history. From the remittance file history, the button line at the top of the screen allows you to access remittance file data, such as explanations of benefits. From the remittance file history, the button line at the top of the screen allows you to access remittance file data, such as explanations of benefits and exceptions. These files can be recreated and exported from this history screen as well. These files can be recreated and exported from this history screen as well. View checks posted in the last 30 days is quite self-explanatory. Any checks posted in the last 30 days will be displayed by the posted date. The list displays check information such as check number, check date, check total, and the date the check was posted. The last button on the menu is the import remittance file from PC function. The last button on the menu is the import remittance file from PC function. If you are unable to retrieve the 835 remittance files into MedEnt directly, and they are received from a different source, the file can be imported into MedEnt manually from here. When importing the file, it must be in the valid 835 format. This concludes the AutoPost. This concludes the AutoPost Menu Overview video tutorial. This concludes the AutoPost Menu Overview video tutorial. This concludes the AutoPosting. This concludes the AutoPost Menu. This concludes the AutoPost Menu Overview. This concludes the AutoPost Menu Overview video tutorial. This concludes the AutoPost Menu Overview video tutorial.